If you're in an agitated state, what we actually see are two reactions. You either get a catatonic response, so children go into a rather depressed flat, I'm aloof and I'm withdrawn because I don't want to engage in this, I don't know what's going on, and we read that as you don't actually make sense, or you're very active and you're kind of up for it, and those are the children that we label ADHD, you know, they're hyperactive, they're in that agitated state. So although this is a generalization, here we've got these two polarized states. Children whose experience, because their hearts are pulsing, therefore the brain is now working on autopilot from, I'm going to cope by this by doing my own thing, I'm going to be on the periphery because that's where I'm safe, or I'm going to be right in your face, what's going on, what's coming next, am I meant to be doing this? As your heart beats faster, your muscles tighten. So just give the back of your neck a really good squeeze. Okay. Now the back of your, I can't do this, this is awful. Even going to a physiotherapist and an aromatherapist, I can't. You should be able to get hold of the back of your neck as if you were a cat. That's what it should be like. So just, you know, do you know each other intimately here? Are you kind of, okay, cause just partner up with the person next to you and say, can you mind? Do you mind? And if they say no, well, you can't. Can you get hold of a handful of skin? Does it feel like that? Okay? A really good handful. Not much, is it? If you think by cat, you can get like that. So the effect of the build-up of lactic acid around this really important part of the brain, because this is the brain stem, and every single nerve ending in your body, apart from your sense of smell, because that goes directly to your brain, goes through that area. And the tighter it gets, the harder it is for you to think and process. Because immediately above here are two important centers for information, and as the nerve endings go through the brain stem, it starts branching out around your brain. And if it's held there really tightly, information processing is going to be slower. And what you're going to see is an increase in anxiety. So businessmen who are and women, business people who are really stressed out, where that muscle is on a knife edge, are horrible people to deal with because they're the people who are really sharp in their responses. You know, they don't take such an easy laid-back view. And again, when you touch children, who we believe are touch-sensitive, it's often about that build-up of lactic acid. Because if you squeeze the back of your neck, I mean, you don't actually want anybody touching you, do you? Along those areas that hurt. Except for when we make that contract with a partner or somebody who we pay, and we go into that pleasure pain. Oh, rub it there because it hurts. Oh, it hurts. Oh, thank goodness. Because what you're saying is, I know it hurts, but it will get better. You know, if somebody can get rid of that knot, then our children can't do that. So right across that back area that is incredibly tight and sensitive, the response is, don't touch me. Linked in with all of this is children, as they get older, perspire more, they get very hot and sweaty, they feel clammy and working. And if you feel like that, you just feel you can't communicate, you don't want to communicate.